Throughout the year, NPR and National Geographic are traveling the globe to find out how climate changes people and how people change the climate. In today's installment of Climate Connections, a profile of Lori David. David has been called the high priestess of Hollywood activism. She's raised millions of dollars for environmental causes. She was one of the executive producers of Al Gore's documentary, An Inconvenient Truth. And as Lori David spreads the word about global warming, one of her most powerful tools has been comedy. NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports.
Lori David is charming, well-connected, and persistent. One of her first jobs in the mid-1980s was booking talent for Late Night with David Letterman. In 1993, she married Larry David, who created Curb Your Enthusiasm and co-created Seinfeld. When they moved to Los Angeles, she started her own business managing comedians and comedy writers. And just about everyone Lori David knew got a call when she started working on global warming.
I'm going to use all my resources. I'm going to take advantage of all my friends to try to get this message out. And comedy is such a great way to get some message out because, of course, if it's funny, it's always because there's a kernel of truth there.
Naturally, one of the first people she recruited was her husband. Here's Larry David performing at George Washington University on Earth Day at a Sheryl Crow concert.
My wife, Lori, she asked me to join her and Sheryl at the end of their Stop Global Warming College tour. And I said no, but she said, you're coming.
Larry David has made the misery of living with an environmental activist part of his stand-up routine.
Of course, I realize, you know, that what I do isn't nearly as important as what she does. Not stopping global warming or anything. Just trying to make people laugh. I'm not saving the cute polar bear, who, by the way, scares the shit out of me.
Permeate popular culture with information about global warming. That's how Lori David describes her goal. She's taken her message to fashion magazines, Oprah, and even the soap opera The Bold and the Beautiful. Lori David believes it can't simply be the domain of the environmental movement.
The scientists have been warning us about this for a couple of decades, and nobody's listened. So my goal was to, okay, let's get different messengers here. Let's get this message out in a way that people don't expect to hear it.
They explained to me it was global warming, you know, and I was like, okay, this sounds like some white folk stuff right here. That's...
A few years ago, Lori David produced a cable TV special called Earth to America that featured a long list of major Hollywood talent. It was hosted by Tom Hanks and included Will Ferrell, Ben Stiller, Robin Williams, Wanda Sykes, Ray Romano, and Cedric the Entertainer.
And, you know, it's like, you know, the gases from the sun get inside the earth and then it's trapped and the heat keeps warming up the earth. We keep getting hotter. You know, so basically, we're making ourselves, we like a big bag of microwave popcorn in here, people. That's, we're eventually going to start popping.
Earth to America was filmed before a live audience at, of all places, the Celine Dion Theater in Las Vegas.
Perfect place. I mean, go to the most extravagant place, the place where, you know, lights are left on, the waste and the consumption. I mean, that's the poster child of global warming, Las Vegas.
The head writers on Earth to America were Steve Scrovan from Everybody Loves Raymond and Scott Carter from Real Time with Bill Maher. Months before the show, they gathered at Lori and Larry David's house, along with the comic minds behind The Simpsons and the movies of Jack Black and Will Ferrell. For one of the taped skits, four Republican congressmen agreed to be interviewed by humorist Robert Smigel as Triumph the Comic Insult Dog, the cigar-chomping puppet Rottweiler. Here's head writer Scott Carter.
So writing lines for Robert and having him, having the dog with a straight face, with four actual congresspeople with straight faces, arguing with a dog was really, really funny.
We got to follow good science, not junk science.
Right.
And I think rather than committing ourselves to huge amounts of money, we ought to know what we're talking about.
Global warming, I think, you know, maybe it was made up by overeager scientists, you know, the same scientists maybe that made up things like evolution and gravity. Right?
A DVD of Earth to America will be released later this year. With all of the celebrity events Lori David has organized around global warming, she herself has become an easy target. A few years ago, Eric Alterman wrote a big article for The Atlantic Monthly on Hollywood activism. In it, he took exception to the fact that back then she was using a private plane while publicly urging greater fuel economy. But Alterman does believe she's made a big difference.
If you judge Lori by how one individual citizen holding no office has managed to reach millions of people, then she really deserves an enormous amount of credit. You know, after Al Gore, she's probably done more than anyone in America.
And then there are the ripple effects of Lori David's work. There was a parody of her in a South Park episode called Smug Alert, and Sarah Silverman recently spoofed An Inconvenient Truth, the Al Gore documentary that Lori David co-executive produced.
Carbon dioxide levels are soaring, and if left unchecked, will cause sea levels to rise, glaciers to melt, and the Earth's temperature to skyrocket. And if you ask me, I think it's awesome.
I was thrilled she was doing that. Anytime anyone spoofs anything relating to the issue of global warming is good, because to me it's like, okay, gets the word out.
Lori David says there's nothing altruistic about her mission. She says she's personally terrified of the effects of global warming.
I'm doing this for one reason only. All the things I personally care about are at stake here. And other than, you know, falling asleep at 9 o'clock on my wedding night, this is the most selfish thing I've ever done.
That selfishness is pretty motivating. In the fall, she'll come out with her second book promoting environmental activism, this time aimed at kids. It's called Down to Earth. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
You can see clips from the Earth to America comedy special and read an excerpt from Lori David's book at npr.org.